From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and setting in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city.
After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result.
Given the potential for a violent backlash against Israel and American interests in the region, the U.S. Consulate General has restricted American government workers and their families from personal travel in Jerusalem's Old City and West Bank, including Bethlehem and Jericho, amid widespread calls for demonstrations. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's announcement on Jerusalem is a declaration of withdrawal from the role the U.S. has played in the peace process. French President Emmanuel Macron's reaction was swift and critical. He called it a regrettable decision France does not approve. It contradicts international law, and it ignores U.N. Security Council resolutions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, welcomed the announcement. He said, "We are profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. embassy here." In 2000, 5 years of deadly violence was ignited when an Israeli politician visited the Temple Mount at the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. This is VOA News. A study by the U.N. Refugee Agency finds what it calls shocking evidence of widespread sexual violence against Syrian men and boys inside Syria and in neighboring countries where they seek asylum. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
The study indicates violence against men and boys is far more widespread than previously believed. It finds gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex individuals are most vulnerable to sexual assault, with the victims ranging in age from 10 to 80. UN Refugee Agency spokesman Andriy Mahecich says sexual violence against men and boys inside Syria is practiced by all the combatant groups who use it as a weapon of war. He tells VOA one of the victims who gave evidence says he and about 80 other people were held in a tiny cell without any light for 30 days.
They were all stripped naked. During the night, they would be hung by their hands, and their captors would basically torture them with electricity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has ordered American officials to urge Saudi Arabia to allow fuel, food, and medicine into Yemen. He said this must be done for humanitarian reasons immediately. He said the Yemeni people desperately need it. Saudi Arabia is one of the closest American allies in the Arab world, but it's unclear exactly what approach American officials and diplomats will take in persuading the Saudis to ease the blockade. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on Cambodians, who it says are undermining democracy and respect for human rights. The State Department said Wednesday this includes the dissolution of the main opposition political party and banning its leaders from electoral politics. It did not specify which Cambodians would be refused visas to enter the U.S., but said it could be extended to include their extended family members. The U.S. House of Representatives condemned the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya on Wednesday. It passed a resolution by a two-thirds voice vote calling for an end to the attacks against the Muslim minority in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce, a Republican from California, said on the House floor, "This is a moral issue and a national security issue. No one is secure when extremism and instability is growing in this part of the world." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.